With me on the line, I have, well, one man in studio in Tralee who was the outgoing Cathaoirleach in Kerry County Council, who was his last official function yesterday on behalf of the county after many decades of service as a politician. We also have on the line Noel O'Sullivan, who's the provincial council of the GAA in Britain, from Killarney originally, to talk about a special commemoration which took place on Frongoch, the site of a prison which was set up in the aftermath of the Easter Rising in 1916, which housed hundreds of Irish prisoners in a camp in Wales. And the legacy flowing from that and the history surrounding it still resonates to this day, and a commemoration was held there over the last number of days. Noel, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Good morning.
Tell me what happened at the site of Frongoch in Wales.
Well, it was very historic, really, and there was a Valencia plaque unveiled by the Mayor of Kerry, Jim Finucan, and honouring the Kerry people who were interned in the camp after the 1916 Rising. That's basically what the plaque was about.
Yeah, and this was over, 1,800... Irish prisoners were taken by train to Frongoch in June of 1916, and they filled both camps. There was a new camp that was constructed, and while there they learned Irish, they learned military strategy, they learned about culture. It was kind of like an educational centre, even though the conditions were pretty rough.
They were very rough. It was previous to it being the internment camp for the volunteers from the Rising. It was a German prisoner of war, and prior to that it was a distillery. It was in very bad repair when the Irish volunteers were sent there, and it was very tough. But they actually reformed in the camp, and it's known as the Revolution of the University of the Revolution, actually. They reformed while they were in the camp, led by Michael Collins at the time.
Yeah, and what's the GAA connection to it? There were organised meetings, I understand, of Gaelic football and matches as well.
Well, while in the camp, there was 12 Kerry inter-county players in the camp, and there was 9 inter-county players from County Louth. And there was teams set up, and they played for a Wolf Tone Cup, which Kerry, captained by Dick Fitzgerald of Killarney, won by 1 point.
And that's amazing.
That was, yeah, it was very, very historic. There was quite a lot of athletics in the camp as well, which was by Michael Collins himself. He was a fine athlete, and he was the winner in numerous events that took place in there.
Yeah, and that's the issue of it. And I suppose there's the element of that All-Ireland behind the barbed wire is part of keeping the culture, driving the culture, and keeping the fight for freedom going beyond the Rising.
Oh, definitely, yeah. It's a very historic place, and I think we should be very appreciative as well of the people in Frongoch, Alvin Jones and his wife, and John Davis and his wife, who owned the lands where the game took place, which is still known locally down in Frongoch as Croke Park. And the museum that Alvin Jones has set up, I think it's very important that we keep the ties with it and help those people in any way we can, because the work that they're doing there is absolutely, and they're doing it practically on our behalf. I remember quite distinctly in 2016, the Provincial Council of Britain, in conjunction with the GAA in Dublin, held a game there between Yorkshire and Hertfordshire to commemorate the historic game that took place in June of 1916. And I think we should keep that going and recognise it. But I have been asking for a long time, for nearly 10 years now, that the people from Kerry should have been honoured there. And I first approached John Griffin some years ago, and John, to his merit, he gave great support to it, but it fell by deaf ears for a long time. I approached the Kerry County Board as well. But when I spoke to Jim Finucan early last year, he said, let's do it, and fair play to Jim. And I was delighted that was his final gig in his political career, and I'd like to thank Jim so much for making it all happen. Also to Father Tom Looney, who gave great information, Peter Twist, who represented the Kerry County Board, Owen O'Shea, who put an awful lot of work into it, and to all these people who helped in any way, I really would like to thank them. And the most important thing is now that we keep the connection going.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, Noel, thanks a million for talking to us about that this morning. Jim Finucane, good morning to you. Hello, Jim.
How are you, Jerry?
How are we doing?
Good.
Tell me what it was like yesterday, and I suppose your last gig, as Noel called it.
Yes, and thanks to Noel, because when it, as you know, I study history and I love history and I love our own history, but it was a no-brainer for me. No, it was when you saw the field where the game took place and with the plaque there, where it's named Croke Park. And there's a bank to the left of it. It's like a rising bank. But you could almost hear the shouting and the roaring. It was a vivid experience. And like there was 1,863 Irish volunteers interned. 37 of them, you know, were from Kerry. And some would be well-known household names in the county. Tom McLillstrom, Billy Mullins, Dick Fitzgerald, Paddy Cahill, Dennis Daly, Timothy Ring. And obviously they planned after the 1916, and you have to remember, and I said this yesterday, how times can change or things can happen, but they were marched from Richmond Barracks in Dublin down along the North Wall to cattle boats, and some of them still had cattle, but they were transporting cattle boats to Holyhead. But the citizens of the city at the time, where people jeered them and taunted them, insulted them, because Dublin at the time was doing quite well economically. They were manufacturing uniforms. There were a lot of people getting remittances from the loved ones in the British Army. So, you know, they left Dublin. That was their image, leaving their country to be interned. But obviously, after the executions of the leaders and when they came back, how things can change. But they used this time in this camp, and the GA was a crucial link to it. It's funny, they allowed football, but obviously they banned hurling in the camp because they didn't understand, and obviously hurling could be used as a weapon. But the GA was an intrinsic part of keeping that sense of community, that sense of, and at the same time, you know, being physically fit and doing drills and marches. So it is an extraordinary place, and I'd advise if somebody gets a chance to go there. You know, if you go to Manchester, it's only a 50-minute flight from Kerry Airport. But it's an extraordinary part of our history, and Noel rightly said, you know, the people who maintain it, the people who own the land, have been crucial. Al Elwyn and his wife and sister have been crucial to this. But it was great to be there with, again, Father Tom Looney, Mikey Sheehy was there, Peter Twist of the GA, and then Owen O'Shea had done a tremendous amount of work on behalf of Kerry County Council, putting it together. And I'd also like to thank Aidan Ford of Valencia Slate, who did a marvellous, the Slate piece is in Irish, Welsh and English, and it commemorates the names of the two teams, but the Louth team and the Kerry team, and all the Kerry volunteers who were interned there. So it was a very moving, and I must admit, as the last function I'd been asked to do, I found it a very moving event.
Yeah, I'm sure in 1916 numbers and logistics were an issue, Jim, but historically it was a big mistake for the British to put them all in the one place, wasn't it?
It was, because look, they had the best people, but then you had, obviously they carried out their own reviews of what happened in 1916 and being taken over permanent structures and being locked in effect. And obviously the whole decision process to go to guerrilla warfare, the flying columns, that all came from the people who were incarcerated in Frangok. So I compared at one stage to, in the United States, Georgetown University, which is founded by the Irish Jesuits. If you want to go into government or the diplomatic service to this day in the United States, you go to Georgetown. So it was, and Noel rightly outlined, it was a university really for revolutionaries, and they used that time well. And I suppose the isolation of the place, I think the British just wanted, it was a capacity issue, they wanted these people, because it's about 2.5 hours drive from Manchester to North Wales. There was a rail link from Holyhead to the nearest town, is a place called Ball, and the mayor of Ball was at the commemoration yesterday, and again to go to a Welsh town, and all we had was Welsh, and it was very like our own countryside, you know, the narrow roads, the stone buildings, the farms. So it was, and in some ways it was a reminder, but as Noel has outlined, it was an old distillery. It was rat infested. There were two camps in it, a north camp and the old distillery building, and they were made up of timber buildings. But it's a unique part of our history. It's a unique part of the GA, and what I've asked both the people in Frangach and Kerry County Council to set up a small working group, but we need to support it, and we need to encourage those people who are doing an awful lot of things on a voluntary capacity. But it's an intrinsic part of our history.
Yeah, it certainly is a key part of it, is right. And Noel, look, that's the point that you were making as well, that the connection should be kept going to mark this history and keep it alive.
Going to approach Croke Park in the very near future in conjunction with the Kerry County Board and the Louth County Board in having an under 16 game played there in a few years' time, so the young people will understand the importance of it as well, and hopefully the parents and the people of who were belonging to the people who were in town there will come there, and hopefully it will take off in a big after that, because it's amazing the amount of people in Kerry who don't even know that the place exists.
Yeah, incredible. Jim, if I can ask you just separately about your last event and your last time that the new Cathaoirleach of Kerry County Council decided upon a little bit later on this morning. Normally, you'd be in the heat of it all now, hammering out a deal, but you're exiting stage left.
Absolutely, Jerry. No, and it's... Look, I think the... Can I say this, Jerry? I'd just like to think, I think our county is in a good position. I look back on my last 12 months of being the Cathaoirleach, and also my last 12 months I've been a public ref for 29 years, 14 on the Urban Council in Tralee, and 15. I'm eternally grateful for the people in Tralee who always continue to elect me. I am a Tarbert man. But I think we have Estelis, and it was a privilege to be involved with Estelis over the last 12 months, and it's the most significant investment in Kerry in our history, and I think that's huge, because it will bring jobs, and you know, I've spoken on this program and again encourage people to begin to have conversations with people abroad to bring them back. Some of those jobs will be advertised in the not too distant future. At the moment there are construction jobs up to 700 of the next 3 to 4 years. We also have on the ETB side, I'd like to say, the two centres of excellence for Killarney. We have a proposed commercial diving school for Castlevine, which I've been involved in and initiated from the very start. So I'm very I live in a very positive frame of mind, Jerry. I think that the economic situation is looking good, and I know the new Fortress Energy decision on the power plant in Tarbert and Ballylongford is due around October, and I believe if that 500 million investment comes off, but I would obviously, it's about economics, it's about bringing people home, it's about jobs, and taking on a rural decline, because it has been my principal belief that in a rural county, one of the challenges have always been that we make our rural parts of our county accessible to education, work, and again, it was a privilege to open the 1.2 million we spent on Castlevine just before the election in the O'Connell Centre to reach out to people. And I've enjoyed my time very much with the County Council and the ETB as well, but I live in a spirit of confidence that there are good things ahead for this county, and that we can achieve whatever we can achieve with a bit of determination and focus. And if I could finally say, I'd like to thank all the people in Radio Kerry over my... It's always been fair. It's part of the fabric of our community, and it's an essential part when people talk about the dissemination of information, false news. It is extraordinary, and I think, I hope I speak on behalf of all the people in this county, that we're very fortunate to have the calibre of people involved in Radio Kerry in our county, because there is a trust there between the people and what news emanates from Radio Kerry, and the standards that are maintained here, to my mind, are of the very highest highest quality.
Yeah, well, Jim, thanks very much for that, and thanks for talking to us. Thanks for all your support and always being able to answer the phone and answer tough questions too, right throughout the years. Tony Donnelly gets in touch, a Fine Gael Party colleague of yours, and congratulations to you. You did Kerry proud, and hope you enjoy your retirement. That comes in from Tony Donnelly. Noel, just one final comment. You want to say something to Jim, is that right? Oh, OK, apologies. No, Noel's gone. We will go back and find out more about that. But Jim, look, thanks a million, and congratulations on a great career, and enjoy your retirement.
Thanks, Jerry. Thank you.
Great stuff. Jim Finucan there. Now, former Cathaoirleach of Kerry County Council, a new Cathaoirleach. We'll have news on that as to who it will be a little bit later on today. And if you have a view on the history and the need to keep that history alive, the whole Frongal camp, the Kerry players, the All-Ireland behind the wire and all that, we want to hear your views on it. Keep your comments. Lots of those we have to get to. We'll get to those and more. We'll be talking about the solstice and a special celebration this evening to celebrate the moon on the solstice day in Benón. That's next.